an Amperm at 11, an Amperm at 3, and two Buffering in between. I couldn't get a position. If I could have gotten a position, I would have been all right. But I can get a position today because he's aspirated.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be fine.
Is the swelling going down?
He got as much out as he could, but then he put that much cortisone in. It's softer, but it's not smaller.
You got up to brim, I think, talking about.
Oh, yes. Brim, and then we have, on the bottom there's a scavenger, a carp, and sometimes there's some people like catfish. Everybody likes to catch catfish because they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we have largemouth bass and smallmouth bass and striped bass, which are sometimes called white bass. And we have gar and drum.
What's that, drum?
It's a big, ugly, almost blind thing that feeds right on the bottom. It has a big flat head like a big catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Except it isn't a catfish, and it's a white fish. And when you catch one, it's like pulling a barrel out of the water. Mm-hmm. It's usually a 12 or 14 or 16 pound.
You don't eat them, no?
Some people do. Uh-huh. They catch them more on trot lines or when trolling than when casting.
Now, do you have anything that you call either a pogie or a porgy or a, those terms mean anything?
Nothing.
The brim is the brim a fairly small fish?
Yes. It has a little black dot right on its cheek, as it were.
Now, the shell, you open the shell, sometimes there are pearls in there.
Oysters.
And this is something that hops along the ground and makes a croaking noise.
Well, he could be a toad or he could be a frog. If he's brown, he's a toad. If he's green, he's a frog.
Now, what do they call the great big ones?
Well, they're bullfrogs.
All right. And what about the small green ones, the very small green ones?
Well, tree frogs, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard them called rain frogs?
Yes. I have seen them just dotting the ground after
rain. Is
that
the same thing as a tree frog? Do you?
I don't know. I have an idea that a tree frog is perhaps more in the woods and less near the water.
Uh-huh.
So he's probably more like a toad.
All right. So you might be the difference between a tree frog and a rain frog. These things that you use for bait to dig out of the ground.
Those are worms.
All right. Do you call them anything else besides just worms?
Now, Bill would probably have names for them. Yeah. The ones that he releases out here are just about the color of our terrace, so that you have trouble seeing them.
Do you ever call them red worms?
I don't know. I stay as far from them as I can.
You wouldn't call them red. The word term red worm then, does it?
I have seen the sign outside of a fishing place or a bait place, red worms, crawfish, lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Usually lizards spelled with two Z's.
Uh-huh, yeah. Or the Z's of Africa. do you ever call them anything other than crawfish?
They call them crawdads. I think maybe that's a bigger thing. I'm not sure.
But around here, I mean, the ones they...
Yes, that you've seen up in the creek for crawdads.
Okay. Now, how do you, what's that now? You
seen.
Was that using a
net?
A net.
Mm-hmm.
These have a hard shell, large, and move very slowly on the ground.
Yes, they are turtles.
And now the ones that live in water, what do you call them? Are those the ones you call turtles?
Yes, they're turtles. They're mud turtles, and the others are tortoise, the land ones.
All right. And these are something like crawfish. They're probably related, only that when you boil them, they get kind of pink.
Now, you're not talking about shrimp.
Yeah.
You're talking about salt. You've moved to salt water.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a kind of an insect that flies around a candle or a light.
Yes.